people are celebrating Cinco de Mayo today. But what exactly is it? Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Assistant Professor of History at Marquette University, Sergio Gonzalez. And he's written a couple of books, including Strangers No Longer, Latino Belonging and Faith in 20th Century Wisconsin. And also, he wrote the book Mexicans in Wisconsin. And you are a real expert as far as the culture in our area. What exactly is Cinco de Mayo?
Well, thanks for having me, Libby. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration that goes back to the defeat of the French army in 1862 in the city of Puebla, Mexico. In 1862, the French military, revered as one of the greatest militaries in the world, was invading Mexico, and the Mexican army made this valiant effort to stop the army. And in this one big battle, they did. Ultimately, they lost the war, but for the people of Puebla and the people of Mexico, 1862 was this really big deal. Since then, there's been a commemoration of this big battle on Cinco de Mayo, on the 5th of May. And throughout the country of Mexico and among many Mexicans, this is an important day. However, it is not actually Mexican Independence Day, as I think a lot of Americans sometimes confuse it to be.
Why does it seem it's celebrated more in the United States than in Mexico?
That's a great question. You know, it's celebrated within the city of Puebla kind of as a regional holiday, but across the country of Mexico, most Mexicans recognize September 16th as the actual National Day of Independence, which goes back to the Declaration of Independence in 1810 when they broke off from the country of Spain. But here in the United States, Mexican immigrants have been celebrating Mexican Independence Day since, well, really the 19th century. Here in Milwaukee, Mexican immigrants have been celebrating Cinco de Mayo since the 1920s and 1930s, when the first Mexican settlers really began to arrive in the city and make their homes on the south side of Milwaukee. There's a lot of different reasons why I think this is picked up as a special day for some Mexican immigrants. I think it's an opportunity to celebrate a really important military victory in the nation's history, but it's also one that's become very commercialized. In the 1980s, a lot of beer companies took up Cinco de Mayo as an opportunity to not necessarily celebrate Mexican culture so much as to promote their products. And so since the 1980s, a lot of Americans might know Cinco de Mayo as a drinking holiday. And I think probably that's how it's more well known.
Within the culture of Mexican immigrants, particularly here in Wisconsin, how is it most frequently celebrated?
Well, I think since the 1920s and 1930s, Mexican immigrants in the city of Milwaukee and across the state have held a number of different cultural celebrations. They have, here in Milwaukee in the 1930s, we have reports going back into the Milwaukee Journal of them holding big cultural dances. They might have reenactments. We have reports in the 1930s of the very small Mexican community reaching out to Milwaukee political leaders like Mayor Daniel Cohn and inviting them to their celebrations. And you can see that to this day, right? You see small parades, you see small fiestas, small parties. But again, the much larger celebration comes around September 16th, which is the National Day of Independence for the country of Mexico.
Now, your most recent book is Strangers No Longer, a Latino Belonging and Faith in 20th Century Wisconsin. How has that immigration of Latinos affected us here in this state?
Well, I think that the most important thing to know that might be surprising to many listeners is that Latinos and specifically Mexican immigrants have been in the state of Wisconsin for over 100 years. In fact, the first recognized settler from Latin America to make their home here in Milwaukee arrived in the 1880s. And our city has had a very large Latino population going back to the 1920s when tanneries, factories, and foundries first began to recruit Mexican workers to the city. And since that period, that community has become so diverse, right? So Mexican immigrants, Mexican Americans coming from Texas, Puerto Rican migrants, Cuban refugees, Central Americans, you name it. And I think maybe some people might know that today, after the 2020 census, Latinos constitute the largest minority in the state of Wisconsin. And in many parts of the state, they are the only form of demographic growth that we're seeing. I mean, that, of course, affects so many different things, from our businesses to our schools to the way in which people interact with
you. Is Milwaukee still a destination for new Mexican immigrants?
It is, but in a very different way. You know, back in the 20th century, Milwaukee was a destination for industrial jobs. It was a place for opportunity, and that was the case for Latin American immigrants as much as it was for Black migrants arriving from across the country, as it had been from European immigrants in the 19th century. But of course, many people know that a lot of those jobs no longer exist here in the city. And so the opportunities that exist in Milwaukee, as they exist in other blue-collar Rust Belt towns across the Midwest, are different, not as obvious and not as plentiful, but that doesn't mean that Mexican immigrants and other immigrants from Latin America aren't going to continue to come here looking for a better life for themselves and their families.
have to ask you, Professor Gonzalez, how do you plan to spend Cinco de Mayo?
Well, to be quite honest, I don't celebrate it. I didn't grow up celebrating it in my family, so it won't actually be a big holiday for us. I think for me and my family, we celebrate more National Hispanic Month, which falls from September 16th to October 15th. It's a period in which you really celebrate the contributions and the permanence of Latino communities here in Wisconsin. So we won't really celebrate it so much in the Gonzalez household.
Assistant Professor Sergio Gonzalez from the Department of History of Marquette University, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Olivia. Appreciate it.